purport. In his Anubhasya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur states that a materialist mistakenly accepts the body and mind as the source of material enjoyment. In other words, a materialist accepts the bodily conception of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not regard the son of Maharaj Prataparudra with the idea that he was a materialist being the son of a materialist, nor did he consider himself the enjoyer. Mayavadi philosophers make a great mistake by assuming that the Satchidananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of the Lord, is like a material body. However, there is no material contamination in transcendence, nor is there any possibility of imagining a spirituality in matter. One cannot accept matter as spirit, as indicated by the technical words Bhauma Ijjadhi, Bhagavatam 10.84.13. Materialistic Mayavadis imagine the form of God in matter, although according to their imagination, God is unlimitedly formless. This is simply mental speculation. Even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, he placed himself in the position of a gopi. He also accepted the king's son directly as the son of Maharaj Nanda, Brajendra Nandana Hari. This is perfect vision according to the direction of the Vedic culture, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Pandita Samadarshanaha. Such acceptance of the absolute truth according to Vaishnava philosophy is explained in both the Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.3 and the Katha Upanishad 1.2.23 in the following words: Nayamatma pravachane na labhyo na metayana bahuna shrutena yameva shai vrinati tenalabhyas taishaisha atma vivrinuti tanum svam. The Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, nor even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. The living entity is entangled in material existence due to his lack of such spiritual vision. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has sung in his Kalyana Kalpataru, Sangsare Asiya Prakriti Bhajiya Purusha Abhimani Mari. When the living entity comes to the material world, he thinks himself the enjoyer. Thus he becomes more and more entangled. E Mahabhagavata Janghara Darshani Brajendra Nandana Smriti Hoi Sarvajani. Here is a great devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Upon seeing him, everyone can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda. Om Jnana Timarandasya Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I seek the blessings of all the devotees that I may say something relevant. I'm not at all qualified to speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita, but somehow I've been given the opportunity, which is more for my purification. So excuses, please excuse me in advance if I say something that is not perfect in its philosophical application, or if I overlook many of the subtle points that are presented in this purport. I found this purport quite tricky. The logic of the purport is a little tricky to understand, and we'll maybe explore some of that. Let us begin with a question. In the purport, Prabhupada says, as indicated by the technical words Bhauma Ijjadi, materialistic Mayavadis imagine the form of God in matter. So what does it mean to say they imagine the form of God in matter? Why is that statement true? Why do Mayavadis see the form of God in matter? It's a mistake. Paramahansas, we know that the Paramahansas are compared, well, the word hansa means swan. So swan, it is said that the swan can separate milk from water. Actually, this is biologically speaking true. I discovered it once. I thought there was just some mythical swan or some heavenly swan that's described in the Bhagavatam, but not the swans of this world. But actually, swans secrete an enzyme that causes milk to curdle. So if a swan has milk and water, by this action of this enzyme, the milk can be collected and then the water can be rejected. So it's even biologically speaking true. Which makes you ask the question, well, have you ever seen a swan drinking milk? I've never seen a swan drink milk. But it makes you wonder, if people think that this philosophy, these books are mythology, how can it be that 5,000 years ago they knew that swans secreted an enzyme to separate milk from water, even though swans don't even drink milk? It makes you wonder. There's more to the Bhagavatam than meets the eye. There's more to this philosophy than meets the eye. So the atheists who are very proud of their knowledge, they can sometimes be a little bit surprised by what they find in our literature. Of course, for them, it's not 5,000 years old, but that's another story which we won't get into. So going back, the reason I mentioned Paramahansa, because they are separating matter from spirit. So one should not see spirit in matter, and one should not see matter in spirit. So where are the Mayavadis going wrong? How do they see matter and spirit? How do they see spirit and matter? Damodar Prabhu. Yes. That's a very good answer. So Prabhupada would always criticize them saying Daridra Narayan, because they're seeing the poor man as Narayan. But Prabhupada said this is nonsense, because Narayan is never Daridra. Right. So that's a good answer. In connection with this particular purport, what does the word Mayavadi mean? Vad means to speak. They speak Mayava. They speak Maya. It's really what it means. And they call themselves Mayavadis. It's not just a term that we use. So why are they called Mayavadis? What exactly are they saying is Maya? They're saying that the form of the Lord is Maya, right? That is what Prabhupada calls Bauma Ichadi. They are worshipping, because Mayavadis, they worship the Lord in that form, but they don't think this is the Satchinanda form. They're thinking, if I worship these Murtis, I'll ultimately merge into the Supreme Brahman, which is the goal of life. It's called Panchupasana. They worship the demigods. They worship Vishnu, who's called philosophical Vishnu, because they won't accept that this is actually a person. Therefore, they are seeing Vishnu. They're not seeing Vishnu. Actually, Vishnu is not there. They are seeing a form which is matter, and they think it's matter, and in their case, it's right. Because Mayavadis, the deities that the Mayavadis worship, they are matter. The deities that we worship is Satchidananda Krishna. Why is that? Well, actually, for me, of all the Acharyas, and I haven't read all the teachings of all the Acharyas, but of all the Acharyas, the Acharya that for me most explains deity worship is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In his Jiva Dharma, he explains the whole concept of deity worship. And it's related to a question of, or a statement, Vaidhi Bhakti is eternal. This is tricky to understand, because how could Vaidhi Bhakti be eternal? Now, one aspect of Vaidhi Bhakti is deity worship. How can deity worship be eternal if deities have a beginning? You know. Now, the description is given of of how deities are installed and worshipped. And here's how it works. First of all, the Lord's form manifests in the consciousness of his devotee. It is then reflected in the mind of the devotee. The deity is then carved according to that reflection. Then by the power of bhakti, the Satchidananda form of the Lord enters this murti. And then when the devotee takes darshan of the murti, the form of the Lord, the murti form, merges with the form of the Lord in the devotee's heart. So there's a lot being said there. First of all, the manifestation is through the devotee. Without a devotee seeing the Lord, we would not have deities on this planet, because who's going to know what they look like? So first of all comes the pure devotee, the Lord's form manifests. Yeah? Premanjana Chariti Bhakti Vilokcharita Santa Sadaiva Rida Yeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achincha Gunasvarupam Govinda Madhi Purushang Tamaham Bhajami. Because they have love, pure love, the Lord manifests, then is reflected in the mind. The mind is the agent for this world. Shri Shri Radha Damodara Ki, Shri Shri Radha Gokula Ananda Ki Jai. Prabhupada would personally instruct how to carve Krishna Balaram. I think it was a Jaipur sculptor, and I think he was personally describing how to carve. So the form is then, we get the form of the Lord from the devotee, and then it's carved accordingly. And then it's amazing that the form, I mentioned how the Mayavadis, they worship in stone, because if you have no bhakti, then you can have a deity, but it doesn't mean Krishna's there. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi bhakcha prayachati. There must be bhakti. He doesn't accept our worship without bhakti. So they're worshipping stone, and they're thinking it's stone, because Mayavadi means one who thinks the Lord's body is Maya. You see? Now, how would you feel if someone said, Prabhupada's body was material? It'd be a bit, it's not a nice thing to say, is it? We think he's got spiritual. He's spiritualized. Prabhupada says in his purports, if you become a pure devotee, body becomes spiritualized. Now, if we do not like to think of Prabhupada's body as being material, then how can we say Krishna's body is material? That's not a nice thing to say. But that is their philosophy, because their philosophy is the Lord is unmanifest, and then through the mode of goodness, he manifests a form. It's in the material mode of goodness. And then after his incarnation, that dissolves and back to the formless Lord, right? That's how they see. So that's an offence. Just like it's an offence to see the devotee's body as material, it's obviously an offence to see Krishna's body as material. It's achincha guna swarupam. Achincha guna swarupam. And that guna doesn't mean material gunas. It means qualities, you see. So that's how the Mayavadis have this mistake of worshipping matter. Bhauma ijadi. They're seen as matter. The deity's not even there. Pratima naha, to me, Sakshad Brajendra Nandana. When the Shakshagopal pastime was taking place, the young Brahmana, he wanted Shakshagopal, well, he's just known as Gopal at the time, to bear witness that the older Brahmana had offered his daughter in marriage to him. And then the deity spoke to him and said, I can't personally come, deities don't walk. And he said, but you're just talking. If you can talk, then you can walk, you see. So he said, Pratima Naha, to me, Sakshad Brajendra Nandana. The deity is actually Brajendra Nandana himself. And it's interesting that if we want to distinguish Vrindavan Krishna from other forms of Krishna, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's generally done by the description Brajendra Nandana Krishna. See, if you read the term Brajendra Nandana Krishna, it's different from Dwarkadish Krishna or Mathuranath Krishna. The term is used as Brajendra Nandana, which indicates Vrindavan. So that is, I mentioned a little bit of deity worship. So that's why Bhauma Ijadi, the Mayavadis, are on this platform, Bhauma Ijadi. And this is a verse from the 10th canto. Who knows the full verse? I know Anantachuta does. Who's got the microphone? Have you got the microphone? Okay, give the microphone to Anantachuta Prabhu. He's going to recite this famous verse from the 10th canto, which is the chapter on, is it the chapter when the sages meet Krishna at Kurukshetra?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yasyatma buddhi guna petri dhatuke swadhi kalatradi shubhavai jadi यीर्थबुद्धि सलिले न कश्चित् जनेषु अभिज्ञेषु स एव गोखरा.
थैंक यू. Translation, roughly.
I can read the translation.
Yes, please.
One who identifies himself as an inert body composed of mucus, bile and air, who assumes his wife and family as permanently his own, who thinks an earthen image or the land of his birth is worshipable, or who sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the water there, but who never identifies himself with, feels kinship with, worships or even visits those who are wise in spiritual truth, such a person is no better than a cow or an ass.
Thank you. So notice there's another meaning to Bam Ejidi. Not only does it mean one may worship a form of the Lord, seeing it as material, it also means one may worship one's country, one's land, the land of one's birth. Nationalism, you know, this nationalism, you know, it's Sarvopadi Vinirmukta. We're supposed to give up all false designations. So when we have a designation, like, oh, I'm Scottish. I'm a Scottish devotee. You know, it's like the Christians, I'm not knocking it, but they have like, you know, have like the Church of Scotland, right? So maybe one day, actually someone has, I think, registered the Scottish Society for Krishna Consciousness, just to let you know. I don't know if it will grow or not, but it's interesting. But ultimately, you know, as a description, that's fine. But there should never be any kind of attachment to one's land. So the Church of Scotland, the pure Christians, they're not thinking, oh, it's Scottish church, it's better than the English church. At least they shouldn't be thinking that, you see. So that's Bauma Ejidi. So I'm going to ask you some questions. First of all, what is the reason that the Lord, I've already mentioned it, what is the reason why the Lord does not want to meet King Prataparudra? Yes.
Because he's a worldly man and Lord is in the sannyas ashram. So basically he has given up all material opulence and association of those who are materially inclined.
Thank you very much. The next question is, but is he a worldly man? He's a king. Kings are generally worldly people. Is King Prataparudra a worldly man? Or is he not a worldly man?
I don't know.
Yes?
He is and not.
He's doing both?
Yeah, he's also in, doing his duty.
In consciousness, is he a worldly man?
No.
No, good. So then I'm going to say the question again. Because he's not a worldly man, why then is Lord Chaitanya not meeting him? Yes, Srinivas Prabhu.
Lord Chaitanya is teaching, by his example, he's teaching us that we have to be careful not to mingle with things.
Thank you. Like this is exactly the point. See, in this particular purport, Prabhupada's making the point that the king, that Lord Chaitanya, he does not see Prataparudra's son from the bodily perspective. He's not thinking he's the son of a king, therefore he must be a materialist. So he doesn't see that way. Therefore, he doesn't see King Prataparudra that way either. But as Srinivas has pointed out, as Bhagavad Gita points out, yad yad acharate shrestas tad tad evetaro janaha sayat pranama kurute lokas tad anavartate. Whatever example, whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. Whatever example he sets, all the world pursues, right? So he's as an acharya, Lord Chaitanya is an acharya, as in a teacher, he has to set the example. So although in his heart he knows, and he has the sadavori dayam mayam, there's a deep heartfelt connection between King Prataparudra and Lord Chaitanya, but as part of the Leela, he's teaching us that a sannyasi should not see a king. And actually there's a famous verse in the connection with that. Nishkinshanasya Bhagavan Bhajanon Mukasya Param Param Jagamasho Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Atayoshitangsha Hahanta Hanta Vishabakshana Tu Pyasadu. For one who wants to cross over this material ocean, to see a materialist or a woman attraction, it's not a That's that statement, to see a woman, is not a actual criticism of women. Actually, it's criticism of the, it's the understanding of the natural tendency for male-female attraction. Vishayanam yoshitam and yoshitam, to see either of them is worse than drinking poison, you see. So anyway, so we've understood why he's not seen King Prataparudra. But here's another question. Which is more important? Now, the Lord has coming, he comes for three reasons in the Bhagavad Gita, it's mentioned. Paratranaya sadhanam, vinashaya chaduskatam, dharma sang stapanataya, sambhavame yuge yuge. He comes to deliver the pious, annihilate the miscreants, and to establish dharma. Of these three, which do you think is more important? Delivering the devotees or establishing dharma? Yes? Thank you. It's not what I thought. I think it's delivering devotees. Do we have any praman for that? Because I remember it, I've read it, that his relationship with his devotees is more important than his establishing of dharma. But obviously his lila with his devotees is definitely more. And that, to give an example, the external reasons for Lord's descent, one of them is to establish dharma, one of them is to defeat the asuras, and another one, another external reason, but the primary one of all the external, the primary one was because Advaitacharya called him. The love between the devotee and the Lord is actually more of a reason than to establish dharma. But anyway, I'm not going to say you're wrong there, but and Krishna as well. I mean, Krishna breaks dharma. In examples, Krishna, like, he dances with the gopis. That's not according to dharma. Krishna made a promise he wouldn't take part in the battle of Kurukshetra. But when Arjuna was under threat from Bhishma, he broke his promise, and that's considered an ornament of Krishna, not a fault. So Krishna will break dharma because he loves his devotees, you see. He will lie. He didn't even have a varna, Krishna. He was criticized by Shishupala. Who is this Shishupala? He doesn't even have a varna. He's like a cowherd boy. He's a kshatriya. I mean, what is he? He's a Brahmin, I mean. So dharma is not the most important thing. Establishing dharma is subservient to the love between Krishna and his devotees, or in this case, the love between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. So what do you think is going to happen in this pastime? Now, many of you know what happens in this pastime, but here's a question. If you don't know, what do you think will happen? Do you think King Prataparudra will get darshan, or do you think that in order to set the example of religious principles, the Lord will never meet King Prataparudra? What do you think is going to happen? Most of you know the answer. The answer is eventually King Prataparudra will get darshan of the Lord, because how can the desire of the devotee be not fulfilled? It said, Bhagavan Bhakta Bhaktiman. The Lord is the devotee of his devotee. It's in, you know, in the Krishna book, there's a chapter on Arjuna kidnapping Subhadra, yes. And in that chapter, the Lord, he visits Mithila, and the reason he goes, because there's two devotees there, Shrutadev and King Bahulashva. Now, Shrutadev is very, very poor, and King Bahulashva is very, he's the king, he's very wealthy, but both of them, it doesn't make any difference, because both of them are devotees of the Lord. So Krishna made all that endeavour to go and visit them just because he wanted to see his devotees. And don't think that Lord Chaitanya doesn't want to see King Prataparudra. He knows it's going to happen. He's going to fulfil all purposes. He's going to see the king when the king is not dressed as a king. Therefore, he hasn't really broken. He's not seen a king because he doesn't know he's a king. Of course, he's omniscient, he knows. But in the Leela, he doesn't actually even see the king because he's dressed in disguise as a Vaishnav, you see. So going back to Krishna, he then visited, and then he's split into two, and he went to both their houses. He went to Shrutadev's house and Bahalashva's house, and just for there, because he wanted that interaction. Or Duryodhana offers very opulent food. Krishna won't take it. But then Vidura and Vidura's wife, they're offering banana. In fact, banana skins, ecstasy, forgetting which is the banana, which is the banana skin. And Krishna relishes that because it's all about devotion. So of course, King Prataparudra gets to have darshan with the Lord. But one more thing, I'm going to finish early because it's Diwali and there's a lot of things going on. There's going to be a Krishna Club event going on. I'll just say a few concluding things. That one lesson we learn from this pastime is if you have the blessings of the devotees, then your desire will be fulfilled. And so King Prataparudra, because the devotees of Lord Chaitanya loved him, they were acting as negotiators, so to speak. They were asking, you know, please, and they were Nityananda. It was Lord Nityananda that arranged, well, actually it was it Lord Nityananda? Yes, it was actually Lord Nityananda. He suggested that the cloth, yeah? Was it so? The cloth was given, I think he arranged, he suggested the cloth, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took the cloth. I think, I'll have to double check. So, he's obviously on the side of King Prataparudra, and therefore, if you have the blessings of the devotees, then it must happen. You see, the Lord will not override the desire of his devotees. So even if the Lord's thinking, I'm not going to give darshan because it violates the principle of sannyas and I want to set a perfect example, because he's bound by love, then he will actually accept the desire of his devotees. And there's a phrase for that, premavasya. It's one of the 64 qualities of Krishna mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindha. Premavasya means he's controlled by love. And two examples are given, one of them very relevant to this time of year, is Mother Yashoda. We say Damodar was bound not by ropes, but by his mother's pure love. So that's the premavasya. And the other example is Sudama Vipra. Poverty-stricken Brahmana, but he was a school friend of Krishna. And Krishna was crying when he came to visit. And not only did he give him so much opulence later, but he actually washed the feet of Sudama Vipra. So then the Lord's washing the feet of his devotee. So Bhagavan Bhakta Bhaktiman, that phrase I used earlier, it's in the chapter of Arjuna kidnapping Subhadra. And I'll just conclude with one final thing. I do very much appreciate Antaranga Prabhu's point when he gave the Chaitanya Charitamrita class. He connected King Prataparudra to King Indrajumna. Same personality, different incarnation. Now, when King Indrajumna's desire, his desire was to worship Nila Madhava, who was worshipped intimately in a simple way. But it wasn't to be, because the Lord's desire was that he be worshipped in opulence as Jagannath. And King Indrajumna was the instrument to bring that about. So then one has this question, what about this desire that King Indrajumna had to worship Nila Madhava? He never actually got to do so. But as King Prataparudra, he's now taking part in the Leela of Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya, where the sweetness, the intimacy, the lack of opulence is very, very prominent. So it's not like in King Indrajumna didn't ultimately get what he wanted. Anyway, I'll stop there. Thank you for your patience. Grantaraj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. And I've got time for maybe one comment or question, if someone wants to. Or comment, either. Thank you.
You were saying that the Lord fulfills the devotee's desire, especially if there's a group of devotees requesting the Lord, then definitely the Lord does so. So what about in the case of Haridas Thakur, Chota Haridas?
Mm-hmm.
The devotees wanted the Lord to forgive Chota Haridas, but Lord never forgave him. Lord never accepted him in his circle.
Okay, so this is another example. Okay, from the perspective of Chota Haridas, he then, after he gave up his body, he was singing, right? Lord Chaitanya was accepting his service. So he got to attain the union with Lord Chaitanya, because so his desire was fulfilled. But yeah, I mean, it's another example. It's a similar example, but with a different outcome. In one example, the king King Prasrudra does get to another example, it doesn't. But we can see that that's an example of teaching, another example where Dharma has been taught. You know, this is, you know, this is the seriousness of the offence. Dharma has been taught, but at the same time, Chota Haridas does actually get, he doesn't actually not get darshan in the end, because he just leaves his body and carries on his service to Lord Chaitanya. Which reminds me, when Vishnujan Swami disappeared, and we are 99.9% sure that what happened, because there were testimonies that some white-bodied person had tied rocks to himself and was thrown off, decided to commit suicide. Prabhupada said that Vishnujan has been singing to him in a dream, right? It's amazing, very sublime. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Great Govinda Prabhu ki jai.
Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai.